Hey, Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here, thank you.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Stone. Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. And Commissioner Burke.
I'm here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, and can you let us know who's in Tallahassee, please?
Michael Clark, Thomas Campbell, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, and Jim Hammers.
Wonderful. Thank you all for joining. First, we have a review and approval of the, it's not going to be June 1st, what was the last meeting?
March 28th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped. I'm sorry. Review and approval of today's agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Again, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the June 1st meeting agenda, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. We have an agenda. Next is the March 28th. 2018 meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes today?
Motion to approve.
Not here. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the March 28th, 2018 meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The previous meeting minutes are approved. I don't see any creditor applications, so we'll go right into our new courses. And the first one I have is course number 910.0, Advanced FCC Accessibility Humans, 6th Edition Online, provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a two-hour online course that addresses nuances of accessible design and highlights little noticed elements which are not well known to practitioners and those where non-compliances are found during inspection. Also explained are ways in which architects can mitigate problems through detailing and drawing notations that delineate the requirement on a project-specific basis. It looks beyond code requirements and dives into the weeds of compliance, providing specific reusable guidance for architects. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any thought comments on the course?
Motion to approve. Flanagan, it was a nice presentation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second, Langille.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of approving course number 910.0, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Course number 910.0 is approved. Next course is course number 909.0, Advanced FCC Fenestration Mitigation, 6th Edition Online, provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will address the different fenestration codes within the Florida Building Code, 6th Edition, 2017. Included are the history and why opening protection is important, explanation of testing methods and label requirements, windborne debris provisions and ASCT 7-10 maps, code issues when choosing fenestration products, caution when reviewing either a Florida product approval or a Miami-Dade NOA, decisions to be compliant with the current and future codes, and resources will also be provided. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pot comment?
Motion to approve. Flanagan, very nice.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Langill.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving course number 909.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 909.0 is approved. Next course is course number 908.0. And this is Advanced FBC, the 6th edition, 2017, Florida Building Code, Building Part 1, 2 hours. Provided by the Media Factory, Inc., and accredited by Charles Barr. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course designed to give the design and construction professional insight into the Florida Building Code 6th Edition Building 2017. It covers in detail the fundamental changes, additions, and modifications to the code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any comment on the course?
Motion to approve Flanagan.
Thank you. Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving course number 908.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 908.0 is approved. The last of our new courses is course number 907.0, Advanced Course IBC and the FBC 6th Edition Requirements for Fire-Rated Ventilation Ducts and Enclosure. And that's provided by Air Distribution Consultants International, LLC, and accredited by JT Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that presents fire resistance rating for building elements listed in the IBC that have been adopted by the FBC. Also, the course reviews the FBC requirements for testing and the rating of duct for non-symmetrical wall requirements for UL listing of fire wraps and discusses how the rating are often misunderstood by code officials, consulting engineers, and architects. FBC Declaratory Statement DS 2016-08 and the interpretation of this DS on non-symmetrical fire wrap of ventilation duct is also reviewed. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment?
Recommend for approval. Flanagan, very nice.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second, Langill.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All right. Then all those approving course number 907.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 907.0 is approved. Let's see, we don't have any administratively approved updated courses, but we do have a SOFA Pond 1 change course, and that is course number 715.1, 2017, Advanced Accessibility, Chapter 3, and Internet Review, provided by Tech Training, LLC, and the Fire Accreditor with Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that reviews Chapter 3, building blocks of the 2017 Florida Accessibility Code. The course will cover sections of Chapter 3 with particular emphasis placed on the technical construction specifications such as carpet pile height, permissible elongated floor openings, vertical changes in level, T-shaped turning spaces, etc. The course also reviews clearance and reach specifications including toe and knee clearances, reach ranges, additional clearance requirements, and obstructions. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment?
I'll motion for approval, Flanagan. Nice presentation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second. Yeah, I'll second Langille.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor of approving course number 715.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 715.1 is approved. Next, we have our Education Administrator's Activity Report. Please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the Administrator from March 22, 2018 through May 21, 2018, including staffing the EDPOC meetings and then handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the FEC education program. Also included is training funding information for the 2017-2018 fiscal year, which is hosted by Building a Safer Florida, BASF. And if anybody has any questions, they can contact Cam Fentress with BASF with the email address in the report. Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrative Activity Report.
Thank you. Is there anyone on the call who had any questions on the report? Anyone in the general public that have any questions on the report? No, thank you. Does anyone on the call have any future discussion items that they'd like to keep put on the agenda? Not hearing any. Is there any general public comment today? Not hearing any, so I think we're ready for an adjournment roll call, please.
Commissioner Dean.
No problem.
Commissioner Flanagan.
Still here, thank you.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Stone. Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Madam Chair, the quorum still exists.
That's wonderful. Thank you all for participating today. I really appreciate it. See you most of you in a couple weeks.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Bye-bye.